KXCI presents the Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture. Hi, Marisol. Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Marisol Vindiola. I'm a director of Mexico Initiative at Visit Tucson. I am an adventure desert lover from Sonora, Mexico.
What brought you to Tucson?
In 2001, I was a student of my last semester for my business administration degree at La Universidad de Sonora in Hermosillo, Mexico. A friend of mine asked me if I was interested in applying for or studying the U.S. English as a second language at Tucson Pima Community College with a scholarship. So I told him, yeah, why not? We should apply. The worst thing that they can happen is that they will say no, right? And then we apply and to the Arizona Mexico Commission Scholarship. And within a few weeks, we were notified that I was selected for the scholarship and that we can start our ESL classes next semester. I informed my parents and I decided to come to the U.S. and start the process with the documentation at the U.S. consulate for my student visa. My brother helped me with money, and I just needed to figure out where I'm going to stay. So I called a few friends, and they let me stay in their houses until I rent my own apartment. First, it was very difficult. No money was tight. I didn't speak any word in English, and I didn't drive in Tucson. I didn't know many people. I didn't know anyone in Tucson. Everything was so different. And I enrolled myself in El Rio Community College and started meeting new people and friends from all backgrounds. And I also enrolled in University of Arizona and the ESL program. I started meeting people, and within I had a few hours during the day that I need to fill out. So someone suggested me to go and volunteer at the Mexican consulate. And so I did. A year later, when my visa was about to expire and needs to be renewed, the Mexican consul invited me to work at the Mexican consulate for at the legal department, and then later at the media department with a diplomatic visa. That's how I ended up in Tucson, and I started my life here. Now I feel more Tucsonan, as I have more years of my life living in Tucson than any other place.
How do you describe your identity?
I define myself as an authentic, independent, very curious person and love my freedom to be me. I born in a little town in El Rio de Sonora in Sonora, Mexico, and grew up in Hermosillo, Sonora, and spent my adult life in Tucson. I'm a single and with two kids. I hold a business administration degree from Universidad de Sonora. I love art. I love exploring museums, get to know new people, and passionate about supporting projects that involve women such as Las Hermanas Beer. I love yoga, hiking at Tumamac, Madera Canyon, or Chiricahuas. These three things helped me to embrace my free spirit and the freedom of being me.
How does your identity integrate into the Tucson community?
Our slogan at Visit Tucson is Free Yourself. Tucson invites you to be yourself and feel the freedom in the outdoor and experience authentic life without pretensions. It is funny how I perfectly fit within the core values of the message to attract visitors to Tucson, because it's also my core of value, my personal core of value. I value my freedom, my life, and live an authentic life where I feel free. In Tucson, I can feel the binational spirit that the city has, its culture and history. Speak Spanish at any time of moment, experience its people, culture, and history. When I can experience Tucson culture is when I go and visit in places like Mission San Javier and Tumacacori. By attending fascinating and unique festivals such as Tucson Me Yourself, Agave Heritage Fest, also Procession, Tucson Festival of Book, Tucson Cine Mexico, and many others where our culture and interconnection are so well blended. From my experience, I can say that we should all need to know our history, where we're coming from, and how it's connected, especially here in Tucson, our region, Arizona, Sonora.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez, DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.